Good morning. Did you know that you have blessings, riches, and treasures beyond compare? If you're a Christian here today, you have these things. If you're not, you haven't received the blessings, riches, and treasures that we're going to talk about. But unfortunately, there's another side of the coin, another side of this. Those who are of the world have a very strong misconception of what these blessings, riches, and treasures are. We're going to talk a little bit briefly about greed, the love of money, and the love of stuff. Our world today doesn't know or understand what blessings, riches, and treasures truly are. They don't know what they consist of. They don't know what they look like. They don't know how good they can make them feel. They don't know how happy they can truly be. The world lets the love of money and greed determine what their blessings, riches, and treasures are. Their love of money rules their lives. In 1 Timothy 6:10, it says, "The love of money is the root of all evil." It says the love of money, or greed, is the root of all evil. This love of money or greed is all over the world today. It's in our government, both federal and state, at the federal and state level. We can see that in how we're taxed and many other things. It's in the workplace, especially in bigger companies. It's in our sports today, especially professional sports, and even down to the high school level, we can see some of the greed there. We can see the millions of dollars that our professional athletes are getting today. And we can see constantly on the TV how that all the problems are arising because of the greed that they're allowed to get, or the greed that they have. It's in the stuff that we buy. It's in the places that sell us our clothing, our food, our vehicles, our gasoline, as we can all relate with, that are driving. So it's with those who sell us these things and those who are part of these things. It's even in our homes that are built for us. We can see the greed by the lack of quality of things that are put into the homes, but yet the price just keeps going up. Greed is all over in almost everything that we do or what we see in the world. And unfortunately, in some churches that are of the world, there's greed also. They try to get the money that they can from, especially the older people. They try to pry on them leaving money to them when they die. And there's other examples of that also. The world thinks if they have more stuff, if you have more stuff, you have more money, you have more things here on earth, you have more blessings, you have more riches, and you have more treasures. They just don't understand the true meaning of blessings, riches, and treasures. And it's very sad to see this today. Because the love of money is one of the biggest tools that the devil uses, one of the biggest weapons that he uses to keep a firm grip on those in the world. And we must be careful as Christians and not get caught up in this, which is very easy to do. If the devil can keep the world focused on money as the greatest thing in their life, then he'll have him under his control as long as they still think that way. And as long as they continue on that, they're truly going to be finding that they'll be falling at the end of time. The love of money is truly evil. Money isn't evil, the love of money. And if our country falls, as we've heard talked about lately, if it does fall, it's going to be mostly because of the love of money or love of, or greed. That's going to have a lot to do with it. In Proverbs 8 and 22, it talks about this. Proverbs 8, 28 and 22. "He that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye, and considereth not that poverty shall come upon him." So the greedy person who hasteth to be rich is looking through the wrong and evil eye, as it talks about here. And poverty will come upon them, whether it's now or at the end of time. Also, Matthew 6 and 19. Matthew 6, 19 says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal." God's telling the world here, you, things of the world are nothing. You're not going to be able to take them with you. They're going to deteriorate and to go away. So if we strive to think about those things, they're not going to last. And those who live for riches will fail. We heard a little bit last week, I think Brother Dave talked about it, those who win the lottery, and how that they're very, very unhappy because all the people are after them. They're after them and their money. Basically their money because of greed. And those people are very, very sad that they did do that. So greed is a really strong factor in our world today. Now, why does the love of money control people? We know the devil has a lot to do with it, as we just talked about before. Josh read about God's warning to the rich or greedy in 1 Timothy 6, 17 through 19. How that they will fail, and how that it's a very bad thing to have a greedy mind. Why is the main reason? Because they don't put God first. They don't put the church first, and they don't put Christ first in their life. The Bible instructs us in Matthew 6 and 33. It says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." All these things shall be added unto you. Could that be talking about blessings, riches, and treasures? I believe that could be what it's talking about here. We put God first, and these blessings, riches, and treasures will come to us. Also, another thing is they don't study and obey God's word. In 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." God wants us to study and obey his word so that we can receive these blessings, riches, and treasures. God wants you and me to have these things. He wants us to have the good things that he wants us to have. And we're talking about spiritual treasures here, even though he puts things here for us today that we do. They're put there for us to enjoy, to the point that God wants us to enjoy them. Now, when God says if we put him first, these things will come, it doesn't mean God's going to send us $1 million in the mail, or that he's going to put $1 million at our doorstep. Means that God's going to bless us spiritually with spiritual blessings, riches, and treasures, ones that will never fade or decay. Now, what riches, blessings, and treasures does God give us? We're going to look at some of these here briefly in a minute here. We know that God gives us many of these blessings, treasures, and riches. We receive those through Christ. These are of much greater value than anything that we can find here on earth. Anything that is of great value to man. We get those things through Christ and the church. Now, man, as we talked before, mankind thinks about everything that we have here on earth, whether it's the best clothing that there is, the best, and we hear this all the time on television if you listen to that, about the greatest things on earth, the greatest car, the greatest home, the greatest greatest job, the greatest thing there is. None of these things mean anything to God other than if we use them to his glory and to his benefit. So we get many blessings, treasures, and riches from God through Christ and the church. Did you think about it that, and this is something that I like to think about more, it seems like, lately. Did you think about all the different songs we sing that talk about this? Talk about these riches, blessings, and treasures that we have? We're going to look at some of those. And I'd like for you to just kind of think about these words as we read some of these. This is going to tell you what these blessings, treasures, and riches are. First one I'd like to look at is entitled, Fadeless Treasures. number 446 in the Red Book. These are all from the Red Book. There's many other ones we could look at, but fadeless treasures. We just read the verse that talks about where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt. Though I'm but a pilgrim, my fortune is great. I'm heir to a vast and eternal estate, of riches untold, which in heaven await, treasures which never can fade. Though few be the treasures which here I can claim, and small be my interest in honor or fame, of riches and glory through Jesus your name, treasures which never can fade. Though here I may tarry to suffer and need, mid selfish endeavor and battle for greed, I'm laying up treasures in thought and in deed, treasures which never can fade. I'm telling it out so that others may share the blessings of treasures laid up over there, the blessing of which there's enough and to spare, treasures which never can fade. Treasures have I which never can fade, safe and secure in heaven I've laid, where neither moth nor rust can destroy. So now I am happy, my soul sings for joy. Treasures which never can fade. Our fortune is great. We have treasures which never can fade. Also, number 447 talks about riches that we have. And this is talking about the riches of love in Christ Jesus. The treasures of earth are not mine. I hold not its silver or gold, but a treasure far greater is mine. I have riches of value untold. The treasures of earth must all fail, its riches and honor decay, but the riches of love that are mine, even death cannot take them away. Compared with the riches of love, the wealth of the world is but dross. I will seek but Christ Jesus to win, and for him I count all things but loss. Come take of the riches of Christ, exhaustless and free is the store. Of its wonderful fullness receive, till you hunger and thirst nevermore. Oh, the depth of the riches of love in Christ Jesus. Far better than gold or wealth untold are the riches of love in Christ Jesus. True riches, the love of Christ that we have as Christians. Far better than gold or wealth untold. Also, number 448 talks about unsearchable riches that we have. Unsearchable riches of Christ for us. Oh, the unsearchable riches of Christ, wealth that can never be told, riches exhaustless of mercy and grace, precious, more precious than gold. Oh, the unsearchable riches of Christ, who shall their greatness declare? Jewels whose luster our lives may adorn, pearls that the poorest may wear. Oh, the unsearchable riches of Christ, freely how freely they flow, making the souls of the faithful and true happy wherever they go. Oh, the unsearchable riches of Christ, who would not gladly endure trials, afflictions, and crosses on earth, riches like these to secure. Precious, more precious, wealth that can never be told. Oh, the unsearchable riches of Christ, precious, more precious than gold. We're talking about the riches, the blessings, and the treasures that we have. The world doesn't understand what they could have. And I hope that we all will consider what we have. I mean, we have such a great thing that God gives us. The most important things to us are the spiritual riches, blessings, and treasures. These are the riches that make the souls of the righteous, the faithful, and true happy wherever they go. This is what helps us to make our light shine to others, to understand what we have through Christ. These riches are precious, more precious than gold. Also in Ephesians 1 and 3, it says, Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. God has blessed us in heavenly places through Christ. One of the greatest blessings God gives to us is the blessing of prayer. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17 and 18, it says, "Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you." Prayer is a wonderful blessing that we have from God. We can talk with God, whatever we need to talk to Him about. We can talk with God at any time, no matter where we're at. And probably one of the greatest blessings of all we just commemorated here at the Lord's table. And what all this is based upon is through Christ we receive these things. Through Christ, who gave His life, we can now have these blessings, treasures, and riches. But probably one of the more important and greatest blessings we have is the blessing of the hope of heaven. How do we have that? Through Christ dying on the cross. Because Christ gave His life on the cross, we can now have a hope of heaven. There's many songs that we sing that talk about heaven. One of them is number 444, where it says, "Sing to me of heaven. Sing to me of heaven, sing that song of peace. From the toils that bind me, it will bring release. Burdens will be lifted that are pressing so. Showers of great blessing o'er my heart will flow. Sing to me of heaven as I walk alone, dreaming of the comrades that so long have gone. In a fairer region among the angel throne, they are happy as they sing that old sweet song. Sing to me of heaven tenderly and low, till the shadows o'er me rise and swiftly go. When my heart is weary, when the day is long, sing to me of heaven, sing that old sweet song. Sing to me of heaven, let me fondly dream of its golden glory, of its pearly gleam. Sing to me when shadows of the evening fall. Sing to me of heaven, sweetest song of all. Sing to me of heaven, sweetest song of all." And the last one I'd like to look at is number 440, "The Crown of Righteousness." "I'm thinking today of that beautiful land I shall reach when the sun goeth down. If I'll only be true and for Christ take my stand, then I'll be given a righteous crown. In the strength of the Lord, let me labor and pray. Let me watch as a winner of souls. And I'll strive to be faithful to Christ every day, sing His praise like the sea billow rolls. Oh, what joy it will be when His face I behold, living gems at His feet to lay down. If He say unto me at that city of gold, enter in and receive a life crown. Yes, there'll be a life crown in heaven for me, when at evening the sun goeth down. When I wake with the blessed in the mansions of rest, there to be given a righteous crown." There's many other songs we could look at, many other verses we could probably look at, to talk about our spiritual blessings, riches, and treasures. If they aren't the most important thing to you, I hope that you'll reconsider that, because that's why we're here, to receive these things from God and to do His will and to do the things necessary to receive our crown in heaven. So as we think about these blessings, riches, and treasures that only Christians receive from God, those who are not Christians are not going to be able to take part in these true Christian values and blessings, riches, and treasures. Until you're saved, you can't be a part of this. Until you put on Christ and His church, you cannot benefit from them. So as is custom here at this time, we're going to offer the gospel invitation and give you that opportunity to be a part of Christ, to take the steps necessary to be saved, to have your sins washed away through baptism, and to become a part of His family. Or if you've fallen from grace and are no longer able to partake of these blessings, riches, and treasures, We're going to give you that opportunity. Or if you'd like to place a membership, or if we can help you in any way, we ask that you come forward as we stand and sing the invitation number.